Canadian music icon Sass Jordan joining us on the line. You'll remember her as part of the Canadian Idol judging panel. Sass is performing shows this summer, including here in Winnipeg. Hey, Sass. You know, we're going to talk about your music and all of your long career in just a second, but I know that you've got thoughts about the music industry. Having been an artist for years, you know, you've worked with everybody, you've toured with everybody, and that, you know, that doesn't happen just by mistake, right?
No.
So, but I mean, obviously then, you know what it was like back in the day and the way the music industry has changed in recent years. Of course, I'm talking about computers, you know, voice modification, and it helps people sound decent, but is that being true to a natural artist, like, from previous generations? What are your thoughts?
Oh, that's the Twitter you were reading. Okay, now I get it. The thing is, you know, it's popular culture. Music is, you know, part of popular culture, and it goes through trends and sounds, like, you know, like anything, like literature goes through, but just went through the vampire trend, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everything has its moment, and as far as auto-tuning, and I think that's what you're referring to, that was a sound that was used, actually was originally used as a sound thing with that Cher song, do you remember?
Believe, wasn't it?
You believe in a light and a love.
Yeah.
That song, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were using it in that song more as a, almost like an instrument, like a real sound. You know, it doesn't even sound like a voice. Like a voice, per
right.
se. But in, you know, in the past, whatever it's been since then, 10, 15 years since then, you know, it's been modified to be used on virtual. It's like Photoshop. Mm-hmm. You don't see a magazine cover that has not been Photoshopped anymore, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And pretty much that seems to be the case in popular music in general. I personally am not a huge fan of it, as I think it does a disservice to the soul of a singer, and the soul in the sense that it makes everything sound homogenized, like homogenized milk. It takes away what makes a singer unique to me.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of those things, though, is that we grow up listening to these people, or we watch their career grow. But then they're probably even just a better, you know, as you're saying, like a true natural sort of that rootsy kind of soul in their sound. We don't get to hear that now because of the technology sometimes.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm. So, you know, I mean, I think it has its place.
Right.
I'm not a huge fan of it, like, everywhere, constant. Like, in fact, I hear it so much that I almost can't hear songs anymore. All I hear is that annoying sound of the auto-tune thing kicking in, and I just like, makes my skin crawl.
Yeah. Now, then that also kind of swings us to the whole reality show thing. Obviously, I mean, Canadian Idol's been off the air for a few years now, but since then, I mean, the growth and the popularity of these shows continues to just, I mean, it just gets bigger, especially in the United States. So, I mean, having been on one of those shows, as a judge, though, I mean, I don't know, because people are sort of, are they being set up for false hope that they're all of a sudden going to be a star now, or have these shows been around long enough that we kind of just realize that that's not going to happen?
Well, it has happened, though, on several occasions, quite a few occasions,
right?
The most recent of which, you could even say, is Carly Rae Jepsen,
right.
Who was a contestant on, and I, you know what I find really odd, that they call that these competition or contest shows fall under the category of reality shows, because to me they're just like they're contest shows, you know, it's like a contest as opposed to like, do you think Beat the Clock would have been called a reality show? No, it's called a game show. To me, like the Idol franchise and the what's the one with Christina Aguilera called?
The Voice.
These are contest shows, or maybe even game shows,
right.
Actually.
Yeah.
So you're playing the game differently. But a reality show is more to me like a show I've never seen, but I assume that's what I would call a reality show, is that Meet the Kardashians or whatever it's called.
Right.
Yeah, that's the reality show to me. Don't you think?
I think, well, I mean, again, it's one of those things where when you've got camera crew, sound, audio, and all these people, you know, how real can it be?
Alive.
But, well, that's...
How real can it be?
Right.
Oh, Christ, they're definitely not reality. Oh, my goodness. Just just by virtue of the fact that it's on film, it can't be reality anyway.
Well,
so,
yeah, well, I mean, you know, everybody acts a little bit differently when cameras are rolling, right?
More or less, I would hope so,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, more with Sass Jordan right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
Sass Jordan is joining us on the line. Sass, in the last segment we were talking about your long career, and we don't see that very often these days. You know, we hear the term one-hit wonder, and we were talking about reality shows, so I do have to know, and whether this is you giving advice to an aspiring performer or not, would you go on one of these, as we said, reality in quotation marks, would you go on a reality show, would you use the internet? If you were just starting out today, what path would you take? What would you do?
I don't think I'd be a musician.
Okay, well, big help. Thank you.
It lost its glamour in so many ways. You know, when I was starting out, not everybody was one. And now everybody's that, you know.
Right.
And there's been 50 million behind-the-scenes shows and this and that and the other thing. It's lost a lot of its fascination and glamour in a lot of ways.
Mm.
If you want to be a musician, it has to be all about the music. It really can't be anything else. I don't know how you could stand it. I don't know how you could take it, you know?
One of the things that we see a lot these days, and especially on Ellen's talk show, and we love Ellen, but I do sort of have to criticize, is that she sees somebody on YouTube singing someone else's song in their bedroom, brings them on, and all of a sudden, after that appearance, you know, they have an agent. Is that... Well, it's true, though, right?
Yes, but it doesn't mean anything's going to happen. Well, do you know what I mean? It's just like that's exactly what those idol shows are like. You know, you're on television and everybody knows who you are for 8 weeks, and
right.
Now you've got an agent and everything, but it doesn't mean anything's ever going to transpire from it, you know? It takes a lot more than that 8 weeks.
And that's my point, you know, especially when it's the young kids, is that helpful or hurtful? I mean, I guess it could be helpful at the beginning, but then if something doesn't happen right away in terms of fame or money, then they might get a little disappointed because...
And it usually doesn't. It usually does not, yes.
Right. And so that's the thing now, is that, back to the advice that you might give somebody to get noticed, do as much as you can on YouTube.
Not, honest to God, Jeremy, I can't give advice on that, and I've been asked that many, 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 many times over, you know, the past 30 years, because all I know is what happened to me, and what happened to me will never happen to somebody else because it was me at that moment.
Okay, so in terms of, like, decisions or choices that you made in your career, what choices did you make that really, really helped you, or maybe that maybe sort of not hurt you, but maybe helped you improve on something? What, you know, is that a fair question?
Oh, God, they're all fair questions, but they're very difficult to answer because, let's see, what choice did I make that helped me improve on something? Oh, well, I can think of one, not very glamorous, but a choice I made, I finally decided to see a vocal coach in New York City when I was doing Love, Janice on off-Broadway, and that made a massive difference in my ability to sing in tune and for multiple nights, because I would often lose my voice because it's very difficult. Actually, it's the speaking that's the most difficult. And when you're an artist, you know, you have to meet people after the show, before the show. You have to do interviews, and there's a lot of yakking that you have to do. And that's much harder on the voice than the singing. And, of course, the singing that I do, I'm like a rock singer.
You're giving it, yeah.
And I mean a loud, intense singer. And so I have to be on my game all the time. You know, you can't really... Partying isn't, you know, part of the equation or any of that kind of stuff. So,
Let's talk about.
You just have to really watch it.
Let's talk about
taking vocal lessons. That made a huge difference from one of the top guys.
Let's talk about these crazy rock shows over the years, touring and especially touring with the people that you have. Any funny moments or ridiculous crazy moments that stick out in your mind as being?
Yeah, there's a million. There's a million, but the most recent one that I can think of. Is my in my new band, which is called Sun, Something Unto Nothing, and we call it Sun. The guitar player, Chick Brian, and I, we were doing some shows, and we were doing a show in Arizona, and we got to the gig and went to the hotel, and there was just two rooms left, and we're a three-piece band with me, the singer. So it's like, okay, I'm going to have to share a room with Brian. Oh, my God. So we, and it was, and all there was a queen bed. Holy Hannah. Unfestive. So we built a privacy barrier down the middle of the bed.
Wow.
Sheets and pillows and blankets. Oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening to me. I'm a grown-up.
I've got to ask, though, was it for your safety or his safety? Let's not get into that. Let's move on.
I'll leave that up to you.
So, I guess a lot of people are wondering, a new album coming out? What do you, you know, you've got these shows that you're doing in the summer. What are you working on now, then? What's in the next 6 months? What's in the next year?
Oh, there's a lot of television-y and online television-type stuff going on around me right now, and we shall see when it actually materializes, but there's some really exciting stuff in that department. I have a new record coming out either at the end of August or sometime in September with my band, Something Unto Nothing, which is called Sun,
right,
with the infamous guitar player I had to share the red with.
What?
Who's also a really, really, really famous rock drummer. He's a drummer normally, but he plays guitar in our band, and he's phenomenal. So as far as new music, that's the music that I got coming out, and I'm working on these television things.
I'm surprised that you haven't said that you're going to be appearing on Maury for the paternity test then. Is that, no, that's not from your hotel incident.
Maury? Is that like a talk show?
Maury, the talk show where they do the DNA tests and stuff. You've never seen that?
Yeah, I don't know that.
All right. We'll do an office pool.
I don't watch much TV, Jeremy. That's what I'm saying. All I watch is science fiction, which other people call the news.
True, very true. So with these projects and everything that's on the go, give us your Twitter, your Facebook. How can people follow what you're up to?
On Twitter, I'm at FastJordan. Strangely enough, that's the name.
Original. And then you've got
original.
A Facebook page.
And Facebook, same thing.
Yeah, just look it up.
Yep.
And as I mentioned, she's appearing, actually not that far.
Also, there's a Sun page, too, on Facebook. Sorry, I forgot about that. S.U.N. Or Something Unto Nothing, yeah.
We'll look that up. So we're saying that she's performing at McPhillips Station Casino, not that far from the office here, on Saturday, July 7th. That's my mom's birthday, Sass. It's a sign.
Better bring her.
Okay.
She'll be like, I don't want to listen to this loud music,
me. Do you know what, though? She was a huge fan of Canadian Idol, so you know what? I might have to just hook mom up with some tickets.
She's a warner that it's very loud rock.
And you know what? She's a staple at the casino anyway, so there's a good chance she'll
perfect.
Be there. Yeah. Well, maybe we'll see you on Saturday then. Thank
that
you.
That would be wonderful.
All right. Well, great chatting with you, Sass Jordan. Thanks so much.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.